In the last few decades, the food industry has grown exponentially, largely because our food consumption has skyrocketed. In fact, the obesity rate hasn't been as high as they are today, and it seems like it's only going to grow. Top largest food corporations successfully brainwashed us that we need to consume more and more. I mean, just think for a moment. How much of your salary do you spend on food, snacks, and drinks? I assume most of it, and you're not alone. So let's try to find out what would happen if you quit all of that, if you suddenly start eating less and starve more. How is that going to affect your brain? Let's start by emphasizing on the point that everything you eat directly affects your brain. It stimulates your brain cells to produce hormones such as dopamine, serotonin, or norepinephrine. In other words, the food you eat can change your mood, energy, or even memory. Speaking of memory and intelligence, studies have shown that hunger leads your brain to produce BDNF, or brain-derived neurotrophic factor. It's the most critical hormone to create more brain cells. That means better memory and longer attention span. In other words, hunger will literally make you smarter. It also lets your glucagon to do its job finally. You probably have heard of insulin. It helps to store the food you eat as glycogen in your body, so it goes up every time you eat. And when there is enough of glycogen, the incoming food will be stored as fat. And glucagon is the hormone that will take off that glycogen. If you're having a meal every few hours or so, you will never let glucagon take out that glucose, so you'll start getting an extra weight. That's why if you're going to the gym 5 times a week trying your best to lose a couple of pounds and yet you don't see any results, you probably have to adjust your diet, because that's where the problem is. Here is a little motivation for you. Excessive weight reduces your life expectancy and increases the chances of multiple diseases, such as heart diseases and cancer, so you better start getting rid of that extra weight if you want to live longer. Just to be clear, not eating anything doesn't merely mean you will get smarter, wiser, and stronger over time, but instead, controlling your diet where you don't eat throughout most of the day is what's helpful. It's also known as intermittent fasting. A lot of people might find intermittent fasting difficult because it's not easy to stay hungry for 16 hours. At the end of the day, you are used to eating every few hours and have at least some snacks now and then. But our bodies function in such a way that they adapt to any circumstances we throw at them. If you feel hungry every day around 12 p.m., that's because you are used to having a meal around that time. The moment you change your eating schedule and have one or maybe two meals a day, your body naturally will adapt to this new schedule and you won't feel hungry at all. I have experienced that by myself, and believe it or not, the longer you go without food, the less hungry you will get, because your body will learn to survive using the resources it already has without consuming more. And while you are hungry and your brain is creating new cells to make you smarter, it might be a good idea to take advantage of that intellect and learn something very intellectually smart, such as this course I created with Skillshare. It's a step-by-step guide to help you to find your passion and then transform it into a business so that you can keep doing what you enjoy while making money. It's neither long or short, it's right in the middle, wholly animated to keep you interested. And the best part of it is that you can submit your project and I will personally review it and provide you with the feedback. The first 200 people who will use the link in the description will get the course for free. That's all for today. Thanks for watching, and I will catch you in the next one.